All right, it's Flubble Friday, the best show flubbles of the week. Phil made a montage. Here it is.
This is from last Friday after we played the first montage, so it counts for this week.
Oh. It's kind of like the Westbrook Tunnel over there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, one in, one out.
And that'll be for next week.
I am going to smack you so hard, your offspring will be a like, never mind.
Hairball. All right, so that happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it still operable? I mean, is it still an open
operable?
Restaurant? Yeah, is it still an open? It's still open, I'm trying to say. I'm on left.
I don't think
it's incredible. It's still open, I'm trying to say.
I was trying to say that. I was trying. I gave it a shot.
All right.
I'm on left.
I don't think that.
Is it incredible righty? That the lefty knows? You know, right now someone's laughing their ass off on Chaz and AJ TV.
I can actually hear you snorting during the...
That's you breathing out of your lefty nose.
Oh, okay, is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, no, she was the lead singer from Iron Maiden. That's it. Yeah!
What?
Iron Maiden. Lead singer.
That was just moments ago.
Wow, how fast you got it in there. How nice of you.
Right. Don't go to the sixth one. Someone totally different. Yes. The seventh one, you'll find a person. Shut up, Phil.
All I understood was shut up, Phil.
Yeah, same here. So what about the other flubbles that happened the week? Now, there weren't nine.
This is like finding Al Capone's vault. Nothing's in it.
Do you know what that means, Ashley?
Yeah, Al Capone, the guy that was in jail, the mobster. Attention all.
The mobster.
The mobster. That's right, Al Capone, the mobster.
The
mobster.
The mobster.
The mobster.
That's right, Capone, the mobster.
The mobster.
Yes, it's a nickname he never had, the mobster.
The mobster.
The mobster.
I'm going to rub you on the mobster.
I don't know why it came out that way.
You got so defensive. We're like, you said mobster. You're like, no, I did.
I did not.
Oh, yes, right. Remember a bird exploding the tree outside. Mm.
Got another Ashley one here.
Attention all. Oh, yes, sorry. Attention all thrifter. I realized I was reading the wrong copy.
You know, you ever have to like drop the puck in a hockey game? You walk out into the ice?
Yeah.
Attention all. Yeah. Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Or an ice cube down your back.
Attention, yes.
Yes.
That's your recovery. Yes.
Yes.
Like she landed it. Like yeah. She was going to fall off the bar, and then she...
Attention, yes, sorry.
Stuck it.
And community service, I've been on there, too. Wait, they'd leave the cabinet for a cabinet?
If your name was Seamus...
Okay.
What nationality do you think you'd be? How was it, Seamus?
Seamus.
Right. Oh, hope it's like holy bacon.
Hold
really
on,
good.
Hold on.
Seamus.
Right.
One flubble, two flubble, three flubble, four.
Is that a flubble or is that a dumbass moment?
Kind of a combination of two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hope it's like holy bacon. Smell really good. Everybody goes past you, and you feel like you got pulled over by a cop. You're like, okay, well, waiting for my food here.
There are so many extra words.
Oh, my God. That's a go gopher.
That totally was. Yeah. Like, okay, well, waiting for my food here.
I picture you being like a little gopher, like on Caddyshack.
Right. Everybody goes past you, and you feel like you got pulled over by a cop. You're like, okay, well, waiting for my food here.
I'm all right.
It's Flubble Friday. We're going to finish up the montage from this week's Best Flubbles, and then we'll get to Fun Fact Friday. Busy day.
Busy, busy, busy.
All right, here's where we left off.
Everybody goes past you, and you feel like you got pulled over by a cop. You're like, okay, well, waiting for my food here.
Nope.
Yeah, that was for the guard, the god artery, yes. No, but I do have a shirt with zippers. But enough, these people, how you doing? Good? Enough about me!
I like that one.
Not sure what happened there.
You just gave up.
I tried. At some point, it's going to stop.
You changed your thought process like three times in one sentence and never stopped speaking.
And not one worked?
No, but I do have a shirt with zippers. But enough, these people, how you doing? Good?
That was like verbal juggling.
Yeah. Oh. Knives. There was a chair, a knife, and a flaming torch.
There was an anvil at the end. Bing! Yeah.
Yep. And this is what happens when one word derails an entire segment.
The room.
Right.
Your whatever.
Your green room?
No.
Locker
not
room.
A green.
Locker
no,
room.
It's not a locker room. What's it called? Boxing.
The boxing
the corner?
Not the locker room. Not the corner.
Yeah.
The room you're in.
A warm-up room.
Training room? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, the little room they're in, like Rocky prayed in before he went out to beat up.
Right. Whatever
that
room.
That room, we don't know.
Changing room?
That's all I'm trying. Yeah,
that
okay.
Change.
All right, the dressing
that's
room.
Sears?
Right. All right, so they bring him back there. Forget it. It's
the
really
training
not.
What? No, I'm invested now. We never did get the answer.
The changing
I know.
Room.
And if you Google know. It, it doesn't come up.
Right.
And a jetpack guy is taunting airplanes. There's a flying man.
I love this story.
Flying
around
man.
LAX man. Airport. What the hell do you think this is? Do you think this is the government trying something out or a guy got a hold of a jetpack?
A local inventor, I'm thinking.
Yes, that is exactly my thought.
Oh, I'm going to test it over here. Blah! It's like it's sucked into an airplane jet well, engine.
The jetpack, like, that wouldn't be the inventor. It would be someone who has one, because there was in 1955 World's Fair, there was a guy flying around on a jetpack.
Right, but it could be somebody who made his own and right. Now is testing it out.
Right, so future, a homemade
you know. Yeah. You know, you get that cereal box, the thing yeah. In the back, build your own jetpack. Yeah.
6 months of quarantine. Ah, I'm going to build this jetpack.
Exactly. Right. I can't go around the people. I just go above the people.
Man. I want to see, like, the blooper reel of the jetpacks that didn't work, you know, the guy like takes off and then yeah. Just flies right into the side of a building.
Kind of like Iron Man when he was testing out his equipment
yes. And
he hit the ceiling and crashed into the car. Like a pinball. Beep,
that's
bang,
what
boom.
I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see that. Or like he's on the ground and it goes off. Like when you put a bottle rocket down on the ground, you let it go.
This is the second time this person, well, we hope it's the same person, has been
right. Spotted.
The same thing happened back in late August. This time, a China Airlines flight crew spotted it around 6,000 feet.
Yee.
Damn.
Yee.
I think that's double what it was before.
Yeah.
Was I think he's making improvements.
Yeah. I think it was like 3,000 feet last time.
Yeah.
That now would it's 6,000.
Would that be double?
Yes, it
would 3,000, 6,000.
Thank right, you. Gotcha.
I did math.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank
double,
you,
yeah.
AJ.
No problem. Here to help.
Cops still trying to figure out who it is. Here's some of the air traffic control audio from the latest incident.
We just saw the flying object, like a flight suit that's passing by us, 6,000.
A flying object, was it a UAV or was it a jetpack?
Like a jetpack, it's too shiny, it's too fast.
There was a jetpack reported about 13 miles ahead. There's no way you can go and check that out, can you?
Oh, sure, let me do the work for you. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. I'm only busy trying to like land people safely, and I want to go chase another guy jetpack.
Wow, 6,000 feet. Can we do some research on this? How many stories is that?
Let's see, it's 10 feet per every story.
Oh.
So, 600 stories?
14 feet to every story.
Like I said, yeah. I was close.
You've been fact-checked.
Oh,
you've been getting your forehead punched.
That's the debut of the sounder, by the way.
We need one.
You've been fact checked.
Your forehead's been punched. Need that one.
You've been fact checked.
With a kind of a smack and going, oh.
You've been fact checked.
Over 428 stories.
You've been fact checked.
That's fantastic.
428 stories.
You're going to build a flamethrower.
Now, I know I should know this, but how many stories is the tallest building in the world?
Ooh.
That would be the ones over in
Dubai.
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 You've been fact checked.
That's like 120 stories.
I'm
going
to overplay, then I'll rest it. So relax, boss.
You've been fact checked.
Right now, it's Forrest Whitaker eye.
The Burj Khalifa is 2,716 feet tall.
So that is what?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there, AJ.
Well, that would be three of those. That's friggin' nuts.
Yes, very nuts.
That is 194 stories.
So you must need like some sort of like a air thing, right? You can't breathe up there.
Can we add this to the montage?
You know what? Up all threes, okay?
I didn't do anything over here.
You thought it.
Yes, I did.
What do you call that?
Explain this to us.
Air. You need air, oxygen. You need right. Like some kind of oxygen.
Right, because you're so high.
Exactly.
Right. Like the jet fighters.
Right.
some kind of air thing.
What do you got? Asthma?
Well, then also you need a parachute because if you run out of gas,
yeah, you're screwed.
Like that damn fuel gauge.
Right.
What do you got in there? Flubbelitis?
If you got the Acme pack like Wile E. Coyote had, you hit the side of a building or something like that. Yeah. You know? And then go down the side of it.
You're sliding down the windows?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Man, if that thing runs out of fuel and you hit the ground, no one's ever going to find you.
No.
There's just going to be this giant hole in the ground, the shape of a body.
A stain with a piece of metal.
That's got to be concern number two, right? Number one's got to be lighting yourself on fire while in the air. Mm. I'm assuming it's some kind of a flame that's propelling him.
Maybe right,
it's not
there's
a person.
Some fuel.
Right.
Right?
Maybe it's not a person.
It can't be battery powered. No one's perfected it to that extent yet.
Maybe we know of.
Maybe they dressed a monkey.
I feel like the government and Google and these people probably have this stuff, but they're not going to fly it in a place that's so busy like LAX.
This guy's a dope. One of the most busiest airports ever.
Yeah. He's Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly. Doc Brown.
Martin. Right. Maybe it's a time traveler.
Right?
It's just
kind of in between,
damn
right?
Damn it. LAX again. Son of a.
Coordinates. Damn it. Coordinates. Damn it.
Got the wrong year.
Damn it.
Yeah, right. I peer in the year with coronavirus.
Yeah, good job. Good timing.
Abort.
Right.
Abort.
I just let the black plague went right to here.
Not going
to
land.
Maybe he brought it. Maybe he brought the bubonic plague from back in the Middle Ages there. And, you know.
He's coming back to bring the vaccine.
The vaccine, right. Thank you. About time you got here.
That thing I left behind here. You're going to need this, by the way.
Or a really elaborate DoorDash. Here's your food.
Right.
Grubhub.
He's DoorDash from the future.
Right.
You know,
right.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Right address.
Where am I?
Wrong year.
He's going for the city in the sky apartments. Yeah.
Right. They have internal combustion motors here. Let me look up this year.
Right. Damn it.
Yeah, your packages never get stuck in traffic anymore.
And the food is still less.
Well, Amazon's already talked about this, right? They're going to deliver stuff by drones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm going to order an engine block and see what happens.
If you could go back in time, where would you go?
Back in time?
Yeah, any year, any time.
Any year.
AJ, please.
What year? What year was
1955.
What year was Phil born?
87.
Jeez. Oh,
you've been fact-checked.
He would be the Terminator.
This baby, you must go. Are you Phil Antonelli?
Are you asking the baby to say its name?
Yeah, exactly.
Newborn baby.
I'll go back a little further when your parents are conceiving you and interrupt the house. I'll be like, hey, don't do that. Open the door.
You'll be calling on the phone to interrupt them.
Right. Hello. I need you to come outside really quick. I'd light their garbage on fire. Whatever it takes.
There's some weirdo with flip-flops outside lighting our garbage on fire, smacking the garbage can lids together.
Saying he's helping humanity. 32 years from now.
And then they have that conversation.
Whatever.
In the...
He's even got to fact-check me on this, goddammit.
You've been fact-checked.
What the hell happened? There's all kinds of crap from when I smacked the microphone. It was like rain duty. Ew. Talking into this thing.
What's happening over there?
It's like...
Take a picture of what just came out of that microphone,
like black
please.
Black crap. Like black salt came out of this microphone.
What is...
Ew. That is gross.
Is that like oil?
It's like particles.
He said it rained duty.
Yeah, like...
Stop hitting the microphone.
It's like dead fleas everywhere, like that type of thing.
Please take a picture of it.
No, you can't see in the photo.
Do we have fleas in the studio?
No, but like they're like flea particles, like little tiny.
You're talking about going back in time.
Yeah.
To stop Phil from being born.
Exactly right.
I think it's the rubber mount.
No, it came from inside of here. Well, some kind of government thing.
Boy, this was fun, but man.
What a roller coaster ride, huh?
So weird. I would not be able to explain this break to anyone.
No.